Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. News listeners, welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. Oh, and by the way, a belated Happy Canada Day to all our Canadian listeners out there, eh? It is the 2nd of July. Yep, it's a new month, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off today's show with news in the UK and everything to do with the CMA. That's the Competition and Markets Authority, by the way, in the UK. They're trying to create a new pro-competition regulatory regime. Who are they trying to control? Facebook, Google, and other technology companies, of course. At least the ones that are primarily funded by digital advertising. Now, if this kind of does sound familiar to you, it should. A year ago, yes, way back in July of 2019, pre-COVID, they concluded that the existing laws are not suitable for effective regulation. So they wanted to remedy that problem by recommending a new digital markets unit to be set up with major oversight and powers. Now, according to the CMA, this unit would have a fairness by design policy and the power to separate platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, or even Google and YouTube, if it was needed to ensure healthy competition. Now, currently, the CMA is actually teaming up with, that's the Information Commissioner's Office, ICO for short, and it will be launching the Digital Markets Task Force. Basically, this task force will build on pretty much what already has been explained in the government guidance document and will be given a whirl for about 6 months, at least according to the CMA. This task force then will deliver its findings sometime by the end of this year, meaning these companies will find out what headaches comes their way sometime in 2021. Staying with news in the UK, here's a little bit more positive news. Scooters! Electric ones, to be exact. Well, finally, you'll be able to ride legally with your rented electric scooter, at least starting July 4th. Mind you, though, these will be part of trials and will be held in various cities around the country. Now, before you're jumping up and down for joy saying, hey, I don't need to rent one, I own one. Does this mean I'm legal too? No, it does not. Privately owned electric scooters will continue to remain illegal to use on public roads. Now, as far as the scooter you rented, there is some guidelines you gotta follow. This includes a 15.5, that's around 25 kilometers an hour maximum speed, and you're gonna have to be over the age of 16 before you even hop on one of these things. Funny enough though, with all the health and safety regulations, helmets, it's highly recommended, but not needed. Go figure. Sick and tired of paying a whole family plan for just two people? Well, you don't have to do that anymore. Because here comes Spotify Duo. Yes, apparently Spotify took around and said, you know, some of these family plans aren't maximizing their membership. So, Spotify's rolling out its new subscription option. Of course, the Duo plan, obviously two people will have to be in the same house. Now, the Duo plan, of course, will be just like all the other premium plans. Uninterrupted streaming and ad-free, too. Alright, so like anything, it all comes down to price. How much is Duo gonna cost you, or save you? Well, it'll cost you $13 a month, at least in the US. It'll save you $2 a month, as the family plan in the US is $15 a month. This, of course, will vary from market to market across the world, which, by the way, speaking of markets, the new Duo plan will be launching in 55 markets starting today, including the UK. And finally, you smell that? Yeah, smell that? That is the smell of space. If you think I've completely lost my mind, no, I really haven't. Not yet, anyways. It's actually a new perfume that's out there on the market. Well, not quite yet. It could be if the Kickstarter gets an extra kickstart. Now, let's take you back down the road here a little bit. Now, over a decade ago, NASA chemists actually developed a scent that mimics the smell of space. Apparently, this was to give astronauts an idea of what they were going to be heading into, not only seeing, but smelling as well. Well, now there's a company out there, Adieu Space. I probably screwed that up, but, you know, whatever. They've apparently managed to get their hands on this scent and thought, why not? Let's stick it in a bottle and stick it up on Kickstarter. So if you think you need to smell like space, head on over to the Kickstarter page and a $29 pledge. Yep, it should get you a bottle in the mail. I love you, smell like space. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there, as well as the Mac Show, the Big Show 2, the Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts as well. You can find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community today, where we can always chat about tech and so much more. Come on over today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a grand old Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.